Starts with TV Land Future Classics intro. Cut to Neil deGrasse Tyson in his set.
Good evening. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. My vest has suns on it. I think that is so cool. In 1966, a series called Star Trek would chance television forever, but in its third and final season, the quality faded quicker than the solstice moon. Sorry, science makes me silly. Before cancellation, several Star Trek episodes were shot, but never aired until now. What follows is the first look at episode 81, Spock's Secret.
Cut to the scene from the episode.
Captain, the Romulans' home planet has weakened our systems. Shields are barely holding.
God, they're completely shutting us down. Scotty, can we return fire with photon torpedoes?
I'm trying my best, Captain, but we've got a malfunction in the plasmic core system.
Spock, can you fix it?
Negative, Captain. I'm not familiar with the mechanics of plasmic systems, but I do know someone who is. My brother.
You have a brother?
A half-brother, Captain. A citizen of the planet Vulcan, who's one of the Academy's best engineers.
Well, by all means, send him up. Spocko walks in.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Spocko, reporting for duty over here. I was in a wrong hallway. I opened the door. I almost got sucked out into space. Now that's a Star Trek!
Cut to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Spocko was played by actor and nightclub crooner Sal Delabate. In 1968, Delabate's song Pizza Beach was a big hit on the dance charts. Producers were trying to appeal to a far-out audience, so in a ratings grab, Spocko was created.
Cut to the episode. Spocko, are you two actually related?
Yes, Captain. My father, Ambassador Sarek, had a child with a human school teacher who is my mother, but he also fathered a son with an Earth woman who worked at a hostess at Mama Guccione's family-style bistro in Queens, New York. That's Spocko.
Yeah, that's me. That's Spocko. Come on!
Captain, I'm not sure I trust this man to repair our ship.
Yeah, we've never seen him before. It's weird.
Oh, come on, Sulu. Don't be illogical over here. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, but we've got no other choice. Romulus could fire at any moment. Spocko, give it your best shot.
All right, no problem.
Spocko starts walking around looking for the problem. He is limping.
Now, what's this here? You got a problem with your plasma core or something?
I think it's a distorted wake pattern.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me just get my tools here. Let me just scoot right through here. I need my little machine. All right, let's get this puppy open, and here we go.
Spocko pulls out a whole system cover. It's smoking inside.
Yeah, looks like you got 14 MCFS ionized gas over here. You know, that's your problem.
Excellent diagnosis, Spocko.
Oh, thank you, Uhuru. You know, look, I'm a Vulcan, but I'm very direct sometimes, and I gotta say, I want to take a big, nice bite out of that big, nice, juicy butt of yours. Now that's a Star Trek!
Cut to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. You're probably wondering about the walk. Sal Delabate was living in the back of a bar at the time, and he had a rare medical condition from eating no solid food except pearl onions and shaved ice. After Sal sexually harassed Uhuru, played by Nichelle Nichols, producers knew this episode would never air, and they let Delabate do whatever he wanted. Take a look.
Cut to the episode. Captain's log, stardate 45-21.4. Systems are up and running, all thanks to a Vulcan from Queens with strange jelly bones. The important thing is my crew is safe.
Hey, live long and party, Captain. Set a course for Pizza Beach! Are we actually going to sing
this? Let's just be real, we don't know the song. I don't remember.
There's a special kind of beach where all the cool kids go. Order a set of my pizza. Welcome to the Pizza Beach.
Pizza Beach.
Now, everybody at the same time. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Now that's some pizza.
This is terrible.
Cuss Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes, I know it was a disaster, but it was still better than Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. Oh, set your phasers to, oh snap, that's a Trekkie burn. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I'll see you, oh, this is so exciting, in the future.
Now that's a Star Trek.
By God, we did it. We made it.
Yeah. Nah, that's a horse time.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's Saturday. You know what that means.
It's not Saturday.
It's Friday night. Set your phasers to horse. It's horse time here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me, of course, we've got, of course, is a horse. Of course, we got Double H with us tonight.
Oh, the science makes me silly.
Down below me, we got the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
I have a terrible Scottish accent. I'm sorry.
So did Beck Bennett.
Don't you worry. Were thinking Irish. That was the problem.
That was the problem, yeah.
Also with us tonight.
My true hidden Irish accent was trying to come out.
Ah.
Kaz is with us tonight.
Hello. How y'all doing?
And joining us, special guest, Mr. Cody Sandusky. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim. So,
hey, Jim.
One thing of you've noticed probably when we do these skits, and I notice every time we do them, is whoever is transcribing these things cannot get the damn dialogue right. When you said chance,
I think you're doing it for the closed captioning.
Yeah, it's auto. It's got to be. Because as soon as you said chance instead of change, and I was like, oh, come on, dudes.
Yeah, I said it in the moment. I'm like, I'm not going to fix that. Let's just keep it's funnier that way. Let's just keep going.
Just keep
that's
it going.
That's the update.
That's a spelling mistake.
So, really,
by the way, I'll be doing that periodically throughout the show. So just enjoy.
Well, you absolutely should. I'm going to check my time to make sure that we end the show as quickly as possible. We got a comment in the chat. Yeah. Tanner, if you need Irish accent lessons, my grandma could help you. Lol. Does your grandma listen to podcasts?
She shouldn't if she is.
Where did she learn her heritage? Now, Tanner, to be fair, all right, so Tanner, I give Tanner a lot of shit. He found out about his Irish heritage through the Lore podcast, which was, he explained the story to us. It was very, very cool. Tanner, coincidentally, I found, I'm part Irish and I'm part Native American, and I actually discovered my Native American heritage on a bag of Big League Chew, and it was,
Jesus. H tap dancing. Christ.
He's gone.
He's out. Oh my god.
No.
There he is. Oh. And he's finished. He's fully left. Before he comes back and I completely upset him, it turns out I was looking into my priorities back anyway. I was looking into my heritage, and it turns out I had some family on the moon. They were brewers. And never mind.
Blue moon.
Oh, he pulled that lightsaber up like he was gonna march into the temple and murder you like the young man.
he's gonna hear a knock on his door.
I don't
care. Nice. Women and children too.
I can't.
Well, Tanner, it wouldn't be the first time you joined the show from your car.
That's true. Yeah,
I can't tell you what Jesse's heritage is. Because I don't know his heritage, but I do know that his family bloodline is perfect. So that's all I know. Jesus.
I'm a mutt. No one knows.
Sandy.
Hey, he's back.
And if that's not true, I'll break my own neck. Jesus.
So.
Very good. Cody, just disappear into the darkness. It's better. Trust me. Just go. Just
fade it out.
Just get out of here.
Is it hot in here?
It's warm.
Keep this up. I'm going to need a refill.
That's part of the reason why I wear the sunglasses now, because you guys can't see the shame in my eyes when I do these bits.
As these bits continue, so does my need for extra sunglasses.
By the way,
Shannon, are you showing the text Discord, or can they still see that?
No, but I can. Why? What do you got?
I'll be Simpson shit posting all night, just for the record.
Oh, here. Damn it. Yeah, I need to figure out something special. I think
that's a lemon.
I think I could fix it. All right, it's going to look a little weird in the video for just a few minutes, but bear with me.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right.
But we'll bring this down a little bit. That's just there's a lot happening here. That's way too much.
Kaz,
come down to about there. That's better.
You have a surprise for everybody as well, don't you?
Do I?
Oh yeah. Real quick, Dalton's not here, but the surprise is he bought the book, which was not a surprise because we all knew.
Yeah.
He was going to show it.
Everybody kind of knew that was played out.
Yeah. I think he just really wanted to be acknowledged on that.
That's pretty.
But then he got
that, I don't even know if this Mario is going to work.
Do you have a third camera?
I've got all kinds of cameras. I've got the close-up.
I've got the side view. Why?
And I've got the horse right here ready for all of y'all.
I like how the horse talks when he does.
Yeah, is
it turn like back on.
What horse? That horse? This horse. You talking about this horse, right? Because this is a pretty cool fucking horse. Because this horse can go over there, or this horse can go over there. But, you know, what can you do? Because this is a fucking horse. Bang on.
Yes.
He needs a name. Beautiful.
That's all it is. He needs a name.
This horse does need a name. I'm not named. I don't have a name. And I would like to have one.
It's Padilla.
I think that the crowd out there would probably be best to name me my horse. I'm a horse. I'm speaking right now.
I'm a horse.
He's a horse. He's a horse. Of course.
He's a horse.
There you go.
Horse with a nice dude. Look at that. Look at my hair. I'm gonna swing my hair back and forth.
Shannon, if we're gonna just start using names from Xbox Live, let's just call him OG Mudbutt.
Check out my eyebrows. My eyebrows are awesome.
Not Shrek 1 on DVD.
Vote for that.
I think we would get trademark hit on that if we called him Shrek 1 on DVD.
All right.
What about Hunter, what about the name from the office bit the other day?
Hunter, you officially have Discord access now. Everyone can see. Ooh. Everyone can see the Simpsons shit posting. So
I feel like Peter Quill in Guardians 2. I want to make some weird.
Oh God!
There was something that was said earlier that I meant to talk about. It's gone. It's gone.
I said it. And I'm going to start with it right now. There it is.
Okay.
Yep.
This is where I need a Telestrator app and a draw, so I can just draw out what is going on here.
I feel like, first of all, I wish we had seen left.
I fucking can't. That fucking face.
I wish we had saved that Apple Farm sketch for when we had video. Because that night I was broken so hard. I was like right now.
I can't look over at that fucking face. I just can't. I won't survive.
He gave me access. Immediately revoked it.
Oh, God.
So many things going on in that one image.
All right. That was great.
That was great.
Cody, listen, I don't want to alarm you, but there may be an elf or elves back in Pog form.
I love that horse. That's the best horse.
Pog Depot.
He's a pretty good horse.
Oh, why is this one not loading? Let's do it again. There it is.
Oh.
There it is, yep.
Michaela, I saw a game on the Facebook where it was like, make me pick between two things. I need you to hit us with a bunch of those. Make us pick between two things. That would be fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that'd be fun. Work. In fact, Zach, if you're in here too, whoever's in the chat, and if you're coming into the chat, hit us with make us pick between two things. Also, the picture with the lemon makes it look like he has a very overgrown chin. I don't want to alarm you. But there may be an outpouring back in Pog form.
When this show's over, this is Shannon.
Over. That was him about 4 minutes ago, and it will be him probably the remainder of this broadcast.
Oh my god! That fucking face.
Well.
And to answer her first, this or that.
I'm pretty sure I picked that up and put it back down without taking a drink.
Yep, you sure did.
Tanner, what were you saying?
Anywho, what's going on?
So Michaela's first this or that is...
is this Bill motherfucker arming himself? Gun. Are you arming yourself with Assassin's Creed gear to come kill me?
Yes.
Motherfucker, I'll beat you to it. Let me find scissors.
things.
I have a real tomahawk right here.
Shannon, you got to go. You got to go full Wolverine on him. Don't worry, guys. I'll handle this. My my hands are big forks.
Yeah. So Bill or Alexander Skarsgård? It's Bill.
It's neither.
It's Bill.
What?
I mean, this is me admitting that I'm trying to actually remember what thing either or both are in.
It.
Okay. Yeah, Shannon, we just talked about me being a bigoty bitch not even 10 minutes ago. Why? My sister sent me a Snapchat. A person who's been in my life the entirety of her life is like, you need to watch It Chapter 1 and 2. I think you'll really like it. It's like a good psychological thing. And I sent her a snap, man, what the fuck are you on right now? That's not happening. Ever.
Damn, Cody.
Alexander Skarsgård is Tarzan from the Tarzan live action.
Again, never saw it.
Let's don't forget about the forgotten Skarsgård. I forget what his name is, but the one from the Marvel universe.
There's several forgotten Skarsgårds.
Jesus.
Pennywise.
That was Bill. That's
the successful Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Because of it, yeah.
Skarsgård is the one you're thinking of.
That's Hemlock Grove was good too, though.
So there's a show on Netflix called
Stellan is their dad.
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I found out thanks to Wikipedia. And
he's a good Skarsgård. I like him. He's a good actor.
I believe I'll cast my vote for a third party.
Go ahead, Hunter. Throw your vote away.
So
don't blame me, I voted for Stellan.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix called Cursed. It's about the Lady of the Lake. And the eldest Skarsgård brother, which is the bald one in the picture I just sent, he plays Merlin.
Yeah.
I thought you said the bald one in the picture you just picked.
I also thought he was the bald one.
Bald. Like, talking about Skarsgård, not bald one.
We actually can't mix it together.
We watched a movie last night with a Skarsgård called Mute, which was supposed to be the follow-up to Moon with Sam Rockwell, and it was awful. Moon was good. Yeah. Mute, no.
Oh, hold on. We got some more in here. I'm going to tear Zach's asshole apart real quick. Godzilla or Kong?
Oh, no.
I don't know, Zach. How much have you smoked tonight? Because the only way you're not picking Godzilla is if you're high as a kite or if you got about 14 ounces of meth in you. I don't know.
Why are those two mutually exclusive?
I don't know. It's just fucking burnout. Michaela,
wow.
Jackson Walmart. That's my nickname for him. It's cute. Jackson Walmart or Cape Walmart? Neither.
Neither. Yeah, Perryville Walmart. Significantly better than all of them.
Or St. Louis. I love St. Louis Walmart.
Sykes and Walmart.
Yeah, if I'm going to St. Louis, I don't want to go to Walmart, though. No, I'm just going to go to Target.
No, Trader Joe's.
No, I can't do Trader Joe's anymore.
Cody, Trader Joe's doesn't carry electronics, buddy.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't have them.
That's true.
If you're going to Target for electronics, you're done fucked up.
Hoity-toity food.
Where do you want me to go? St. Louis, you're wanting to go to
the
electronics store. There's a micro center.
They're shutting them all down. Fry's is gone.
No, you can't do it. Micro center has to stay alive.
Well, hold on.
Fry's gone.
You think your little hopes and dreams are going to be enough to make that happen?
No, I know. 2013 told me those.
You better talk to Shannon's credit card. That's what's keeping them alive, not your hopes and dreams.
What?
What?
His face literally went from he was vibe cat, and then I just saw.
I believe I'll take my business to Circuit City.
Go ahead, throw your vote away.
What did
I say? Office Depot.
What's up, Brian Tanner? Came into the store today, said he was going to be here tonight. He's here. Thank you, the Superior Tanner.
Hey.
Jeez. Okay, making sure Tanner was listening. What else we got? Colin Hanks or Chet Hayes? I don't know who Chet Hayes is.
It's Chet Hanks.
That's the other Hanks.
Brother.
Colin, every single time.
Yeah. It's Colin. It's
missing Hanks.
Yeah, it's Colin.
Yeah, because Chet...
I've seen Colin in one movie, and it was the that thing about you. And what was it called?
Orange County.
That thing you do.
The thing you do. That's the only movie I've seen, and he was barely in that. He was like,
look,
you've never seen Orange County?
I have not.
This, yeah, how do you?
I have the best the best show.
I'm with you, Hunter. That's ever like a given.
Yeah.
What's that, Tanner?
Roswell.
Dexter? Oh.
Dexter Roswell?
He was on Dexter.
I know him. I know Dexter Roswell.
Colin Hanks was on a season of Dexter, too. But he got in the show too late. It was a bad season.
Wait. Yeah, he was Colin like...
Hanks and stuff. The Jumanji movies recently. He was solid in those.
Who was?
Oh, he was in those, wasn't he? Colin Hanks.
I mean, not very long. Had in either one of them. But yeah,
oh, he was that's right, yeah.
What else we got? Yeah. Call of Duty or Phasmophobia? Well, that's easy for Call most of the cast. Yeah,
Call of Duty.
It's just me and Tanner at this point. Tanner?
Neither.
I got to go Call of Duty because that's all I've been playing lately, but we're going to be playing Faz soon.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. I'm not going to be playing anything tonight because as soon as I get done, I got to drive to Kate.
Yeah, you got to get a refund, don't you?
That's a game in and of itself.
I'm going to say Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was great.
That was great.
Zach's question is about expected.
Well, before we get to Zach's expected question, Red Robin or Baskin Robbins? I've never had either, so it doesn't matter to me.
Red Robin.
Red Robin's like expensive fast food.
Yeah, I've never been to Red Robin either. Now, I haven't been to Baskin Robbins. Cody might remember there used to be a Baskin Robbins in Sykeston.
Red Robin is to Burger King as Target is to Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jesse told me that about Jack in the Box too. He was like, Jack in the Box is the superior burger brand. And then we went up there and I finally had Jack in the Box. And Jesse looked at me in disappointment and said, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
This did not go.
Jack in the Box is not where you go A for burgers or B when you're sober. That's a terrible way.
You go to Jack in the Box for tacos.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Have done many times.
Yeah. All right, Kaz, what's Zach's question, Kaz?
I'm equal. Zach says marijuana or alcohol. Personally, I'm equal opportunity.
I don't think we should answer that question on the show, Zach.
Nope.
Why? It's legally legal out here.
Third party church.
I go down 7-Eleven, get both
for that third party.
He says as he's drinking.
No,
okay. Root beer,
big Stein.
No.
I can buy both. I can buy both with a debit card at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Do they take
you, lucky bastard?
Or do they take Link
when
card?
When it becomes viable for me to try, I will try the latter or the former. Until such time, I will occasionally dabble in the latter.
That's a professional answer.
I'm empty.
Go put some marijuana in it.
I am. I'm gonna drink some marijuana, smoke a little bit of alcohol.
I've had alcohol more than marijuana. I've only smoked marijuana once, and I was a teenager, and it didn't do anything for me. So I'll say alcohol.
You didn't inhale. You Bill Clinton.
No, you didn't.
No.
If your answer is I had a little marijuana and it didn't do anything,
no,
you didn't.
Kaz, I smoked with Jerome. If Jerome wasn't the master of marijuana ceremonies, I don't know who is. So unless he got just
but he can't make you inhale.
That means that Jerome had that one blunt. That means that Jerome had at least one blunt before you started, and he didn't give shit at that point.
No, we injected the marijuana.
I feel like right now I should be hitting that Michael Scott from The Office bit. Do you guys think drugs are cool? Do you think doing alcohol is cool?
Oh, Michael.
Hold on, we got more. Oh, fuck, Zach said I got you, baby bird. No, Zach, stop trying to get me to smoke weed.
Zach,
stop.
How many fucking baby birds does Zach have? He's got a whole fucking goddamn apartment building.
He's got a murder of them. Harry Styles. Oh, sorry, there's more. The Rock or Jack Black? The Rock. Every time.
The Rock. Yeah.
Well, it depends.
No, it does not.
You've been vetoed.
No.
No, you know, hold on.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, but nothing that he did in that is anything better than anything The Rock has done.
Wait, Tanner, so.
That man makes more money than anyone in Hollywood.
Tanner, you know School of Rock wasn't about The Rock, right? Just curious. Okay. Anyway.
Even the movie
Young Rock, weirdly enough, though, is about Jack Black.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Harry Styles or Harry Potter?
Potter.
Well, that's a weird
combo. Potter. I don't know much about the other one.
All these are weird combos.
I mean, I'm going to pick Potter.
That's random as hell.
Against Harry Styles, I guess.
That's the thing. It's not anything. I've enjoyed Harry Styles' newer music.
Yeah.
I got to Google this.
Did he do Watermelon? Was it Watermelon Sugar High or whatever it is?
Strawberry, I thought.
Sugar, do, 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 do. Oh, honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
What year is it?
Feeling fine.
I'm gonna pick Harry Styles. I'm gonna pick Harry Styles.
That's because you want to be different.
No, no, I have a reason for it. No, no, hear me out.
I agree with Tanner on this one.
Hear my fucking reasons before you judge me.
That has nothing to do with that. I have something to add to the Simpsons posting.
Jesus Christ, no.
All right, so my reasoning. I've never really watched Harry Potter, so I don't have an attachment to it. But
it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
But I do have I do have a respect for the way Harry Styles is pushing both gender identity boundaries and the respect that he's put on that. So I really like Harry Styles for those reasons. And since I don't have an attachment to Harry Potter, it makes the choice very easy for me. So that's my reasoning.
I tell you what's going to trigger the Harry Potter fans in that, though, is that you said you've never watched Harry Potter, and they're all going, nobody cares. Have you read the books?
Exactly. No, there's only one book I would read, Kaz. Do you know what book that is?
It better be the Bible.
Kaz, can you point the book out, the only book out that I will read?
Oh, well, that's pretty close.
There it is. Alexander.
I like that when he zooms in, it feels like the Where's My Chippy bit from
Tim. Oh, shit. Zach's trying to call Alexander. World War III up in here.
Hold on, Alexander.
We're getting to it. We got to go in order.
We're getting there.
Family Guy or South Park? Family Guy.
Ooh.
Well, okay.
South Park.
I base it entirely on the first like three seasons of Family Guy, which I truly enjoyed. And I've never watched a ton of South Park.
The later... up against the first three seasons of South Park, and you're in trouble.
Well, even then, the newest seasons of South Park have been really good.
Well,
they haven't.
Disagree.
No, they haven't.
Both of those shows.
Cody,
shitty. Ten seasons.
I'll posit a side question: which series do you think has the better long form content, like movies? Are we thinking the Family Guy Star Wars kind of collection or South Park bigger, longer uncut?
I don't know if South that counts, Park. Man. Does it? I mean, I know they released them as a movie, but yeah, South Park's movie was better.
I would agree, frankly.
Yeah.
In fact,
it was a musical.
Just as a whole, I've kind of lost my luster for Seth MacFarlane. I really liked the first three seasons of Family Guy, though.
I got some popsicles in my pocket.
I got some candy for you.
From earlier, I do recommend watching the.
Holy crap!
Hey, Loish.
Oh God!
Why did he say Loish?
Hey, Loish.
Loish. You never and gonna then, get me.
Yeah, it's fine.
You never gonna catch me.
Cody, he is a really good singer. I agree.
So South Park.
That's the only reason I haven't lost luster for him completely is that I enjoy listening to him sing.
So my thing with South Park is there's more memorable bits that I can go back and rewatch, like episodes, especially some that like last either the storyline lasts the entire season or which that's not something they do normally with South Park. There was one season I know they did it with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it was.
I know that
or Washington like, Redskins is... go F yourself.
I know this has gotten to be like, that's like more people are into the show. That part of it is not, For me, South Park lost its luster when it started trying to be Saturday Night Live. When every week they tried to ape the new stuff that was going on. To me, that show was much funnier when it was just totally ridiculous, off the wall stuff.
Right.
But yeah.
That's just me.
I watched a clip from Family Guy the other day that reminded me of why I used to really love Family Guy. Hunter and Cody, Tanner, everybody. You remember the clip where I think it was it Tom Brady? It was a quarterback, and Jay Leno was out to kill him. So like I forget which quarterback it was, but all of a sudden his phone rings. He answers the phone. It's Jay Leno. He says, "I think it was Tom Brady." He's like, "Hey Brady, something like, how do you want to die?" And it's actually Jay Leno. And then there's a later part where he's doing an interview on the football field, and a knife sticks him in the neck, and he goes, "What the hell?" Yeah, and it's Jay Leno laughing again. That was really funny.
I told you my favorite bit from that. That I keep going back to is still the I'll do this faster than Ben Affleck prepares for a role. Ben Affleck in his basement drinking. Holy crap, I gotta be Henry VIII in 20 minutes. hello. Got it.
That's no, us.
Actually, that's my favorite bit.
That's us every time we do the bit for Friday.
I love that episode. You talk about that episode because it's Jay Leno, Tom Brady. It's the Shaboopy moment. It's Patriot Games. It's when Brian gets shot in the knees by Stewie because of the dead.
Yes.
Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Where's my money? I swear to God, man, you got my money. You got money by fake mustache, but you can't pay me? That whole episode.
No, are you Patriot working on that novel there, Brian? Fantastic episode. Yes, mm-hmm. Still working on that novel. Mm-hmm. Some enemies become friends. Some friends become enemies. Mm-hmm.
Nah. Some
plot development. Nah, I'm sure it'll work out.
As Family Guy used to be really fun.
Let's move on to these next ones.
Let's keep going.
It's going to cause more fight.
Let's keep going. Anthony Hopkins Hannibal.
That's
or
what we want.
Or Mads Mikkelsen Hannibal. Mads Mikkelsen.
Hopkins.
Yeah.
They're both good. They're both really good. To be fair,
I have not actually watched the show yet. I hear how good it is, and I know it's great and all that, but I just haven't.
He does a really good job, but he's not.
Well, yeah, he's Mads freaking Mikkelsen. Of course, he does. Yeah. A good
oh,
job.
He was he's the he was my favorite part of. Well, maybe not my favorite part, but one of my favorite parts of Rogue One. The dude can just do no wrong. He's incredible. Great actor.
Oh, so that's he's our new Gellert Grindelwald.
Okay.
And, I think you mean your new because none of us are watching that movie.
That's also true.
Maria probably is. Tanner, you got a friend in her. Don't worry.
I'm in us. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, the collective we.
All right, we got more. Yeah. Ford or Honda? Chevelle.
Could not care less.
And not the car, the band. So.
Honda only because that's what I own.
Ford for the same reason.
I guess I'm gonna go with Honda only because I owned a Ford and I hated it. So.
Yeah. If I have to pick between them, I would probably say Ford just because. Growing up, I was never a car guy, but growing up, I always heard about, the Ford Mustang and shit like that. So I'll go with Ford.
Will you briefly consider the Honda Accord, please? Thank you.
The only Honda I know is the Honda Civic.
I'm just making stuff up, man.
So, all right.
The star of Need for Speed Underground.
The Rock or Stone Cold? The Rock.
Always the Rock.
Yep. I know.
We're talking about maybe. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say I like Stone Cold. I just The Rock fits.
Rock was just more entertaining.
He fits all of our personality way more than the beer swilling redneck.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally.
Root beer. All right, Dr. Phil or Dr. Phil or Dr. Drew. Dr. Phil. Look,
Dr. Deuce.
Don't give a shit.
DrDeuce.com.
I will vote for a third party.
Yeah, a lot of you know. Look, a lot of you know.
.com.
I was obsessed with Dr. Phil for a good period. I would go to work and I would watch Dr. Phil every day. I did not realize what a colossal douchebag he was at the time.
You made your profile picture Dr. Phil is the green M&M.
Yes. I loved Dr. Phil at one point, but yeah, it turns out he's kind of a garbage person. I didn't know. Did you ever see his interview that he did with, was it Shelley Duvall, I believe? Mm-mm. From The Shining?
That's who that is, yeah.
Yeah. And she showed just this mental breakdown that he exploited for ratings. It was really sad, and I really lost respect for him during that point. Dr. Drew, I know very little about, but fuck him.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
If it's a TV doctor, pretty much, fuck them. So, Pokemon or Digimon? All right, hold on. Before Tanner Pokemon. Says Digimon to piss everybody off, the answer is Pokemon.
No, because, like...
Where did Kaz go?
Are we talking games? Video games, card games, stuff like that?
It doesn't matter. The correct answer is...
Did Digimon have a card game?
Pokemon. Yes, they did. And I had the full collection when it first came out. If we're talking card games, video games, whatnot, Pokemon. Completely. Pokemon. My echo's messing with me.
What is that?
It's Kaz trying to get his stuff up and running.
Oh.
See, Tanner, this is why you do radio. You get used to that jamming in your head all the time.
Oh yeah. I can do this all day.
I trucked through it for 7 years. Yeah.
So yeah, I remember Hunter talking about it outside of the mall. But now, if we're talking anime and movies, Digimon. Don't care.
I mean, I'll give you that in the sense that I'm not gonna watch either of those things in the first place.
I go back and watch Digimon Adventures every chance I get. Unfortunately, to watch the first two seasons, you have to do it by questionable means.
Like what?
Tanner, are these people getting hurt?
Do you have to fuck the security guards?
See, you went that way. I was going to go back to Santa Claus. Where's my Digimon, man? Right. Where's my Digimon?
And now, Tanner, you got to marry your hot Digimon? What the F?
What the F?
What the F? Demon.
Plus, I stand by the fact that first Digimon movie was fantastic.
That funny?
With a great soundtrack.
Better than Pokemon soundtrack?
I'll have to take your word for it.
Yes. Anyway, let's move on.
The Pokemon soundtrack was nothing but M to M.
Cody's in red, Tanner's in blue, I'm in yellow, Shannon's in black. Why did we dress like the Wiggles tonight? Whose plan was this?
I'll take the Black Power Ranger. No. He was the cool one. All right, so.
No, because then when you shout out the name of your color, you can't say that. That's not for you.
They never shouted the names of their colors. Just
Cody's
their...
like red power, and Tanner's like blue power, and you're like...
No,
I'll say black power. I have no problem with that.
As if Cass comes back with a white t-shirt, we're gonna have a problem.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
when... No, it's when Jesse shows up in his white robes, I get nervous. Let's move on.
Why?
Sailor Moon.
Here comes the big one.
Here's the one where I get angry. Sailor Moon or DBZ. Just everyone else say DBZ, it's fine.
Anime's trash. Bye.
He's not lying.
I'm just on the wrong show.
So there's this girl.
Excuse you, I am the anime expert. Thank you.
According to Maria Kramer.
And as an expert, I know it's all trash.
Most anime is trash. And Sailor Moon, I have a special place in my heart for. Can't go back and rewatch it, though. You can't.
That's what I was going to ask. See,
you say that, yet it is very possible to go back and watch Dragon Ball Z because it is just as good as it was before.
No, it was fucking terrible back then.
Right, because it was terrible the first time.
It was a fucking blight on society.
Zero times zero is still zero.
The right way to rewatch Dragon Ball Z, it's called Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Team 4 Star did it. It skips all the faff and shit, and it's funnier.
Tanner, you know that's also fair.
Tanner, Dragon Ball is what would happen if the devil ejaculated on Hitler's face. They scraped it off to turn it into a fucking anime.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to come back into.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well,
you know what the superior anime is?
Do you say Digimon? I'm fucking leaving. What, Tanner? I'm sorry. What is it?
Now he's going to do it just to make you leave.
Digimon.
Ah!
There it is.
So, all right. Let me explain something real quick. The only reason I hate Dragon Ball, and I've said it before, is when I was growing up, I liked Sailor Moon. I saw it first. Before I ever heard about DBZ, and I liked Sailor Moon. My friends who were into DBZ, when they found out I liked Sailor Moon, you can imagine the gay jokes that I got for whatever reason. So I have a hatred of Dragon Ball.
'90s.
It was fine back then. It was okay to say it. Yeah. It was never okay to say it. Let's move on. Rocky Balboa or RoboCop? That is easy as fuck. RoboCop, for sure.
Well, okay, in what context are we talking about? Because I say RoboCop off the jump just because it's amusing. If you just
all right,
say,
so
what movie am I going to watch? Rocky first.
Which Rocky? Okay, so as a series as a whole, because I've only seen Rocky 1 and then the later Rockies, I can say for a fact RoboCop 1 is a perfect film. RoboCop 2 is pretty good. RoboCop 3 is garbage.
I have a point to make.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Hunter, please go ahead.
Rocky owned a robot made. Rocky win.
He did. That's a robot. That's a Rocky IV, Shannon. He had a robot made that served like drinks. And yeah, it was one of the examples of him being far too affluent and not committed to fighting.
Don't forget, though, that RoboCop is Jesus.
What?
Did I miss Peter Waller being a Christ allegory?
No, it really is. He died and then came back from the dead. Yeah,
I'll give you an allegory.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
the same thing.
What if
I should know that's
if
part
I
of my
to heaven and Peter Waller in a shitty suit is waiting for me? I don't know if it was worth all the trouble.
What if RoboCop really was Jesus?
I said what I said.
All right, so a cool thing about RoboCop.
Just a stranger.
By the way,
on the bus.
Hunter, do you remember?
Is I gonna get a suit?
Cody, you might remember this.
By who?
Cody might remember this. Hunter, I think you'll remember this. In WCW, early 90s, RoboCop shows Sting, up baby. To save Sting. But I didn't know this. Did you know that was actually Peter Weller?
Did you know?
It wasn't an extra. It was the actual actor for RoboCop showed up to WCW to do the part of RoboCop.
I bet you they had to.
That's
I
pretty cool.
It was a contractually obligated thing where he probably had as part of his contract, hey, if RoboCop shows up somewhere,
it's got to be me. Yeah.
So
I'm making that money.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Kane Hodder had the same deal going when they were doing tours for the, I think, Takes Manhattan. And anytime there was an appearance of Jason, which they could have put anybody in the suit, it had to be Kane Hodder.
That was probably his thing, though. He's like, I have to be there. I'm
Would
sure
you tell him no?
No, but I think the difference is I'm sure the Warner Brothers executives went to Peter Weller and said, we need you to show up at this WCW pay-per-view to save a wrestler named Sting. And Peter Weller said, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. But I have to do it.
Suit me up, man.
And now I have to marry my hot RoboCop? I'll say this one more time. Nice one. Where's Kaz? Why did he disappear? Kaz, you still there?
He's having technical difficulties.
Oh, damn it. I miss Kaz. All right, here we go.
So keep him coming.
Hunter, technical difficulties.
That's what happens when you got a Mac.
Oh, I disagree. I'm on one right now.
Bobby,
I thought the same thing until everything just went completely haywire.
Okay, but that's
you. Well, because you're running three cameras the puppet and an animated
Wait, hold on. Hey. I like that Cody said the puppet because Kaz has the puppet hooked into a USB port. You know, that's how he's powered.
No, it just attacked him. That thing came to life. It's like this Yoda. This dude is coming to life one day. He's going to jump down here and get me. I'm telling you.
We're going
to
be doing this show, and we're all just going to see him jump off. Bobby Lashley or Matt Riddle? Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley.
The almighty Bobby Lashley. Oh, my God.
With his liver enzymes, his elevated liver enzymes from 2006.
You talk about a guy that elevated in the past like year to like godlike status, Adonis status. Bobby Lashley is amazing. I've always liked him.
Because they finally got out of his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think what he was doing last year. He's always been there. 1 year ago, he was stuck in the Lana storyline.
Which was god awful. And then they put him with MVP, which MVP is like, my God, what an MVP. Oh, man. He's
MVP came back to have a retirement match with Rey Mysterio. That was it?
Yeah.
That was the whole reason he came back.
Turned into this.
Here we are this much later, and the dude, everything, he's Midas. He's got the Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to gold.
The Hurt Business is, to me, the Hurt Business, if they really let it go for a while, could be one of the top groups of the past decade, easily. Two decades. I would put him up there with DX, New Day, if they let him go long enough. Because, my God, what an
incredible. Stay out of their way enough.
That's
the only thing they're missing at this point is the longevity. They've got the talent. They've got the cool factor. They've got the titles. They've got everything else. They just need the longevity.
We got the Flames, but not the Kaz, unfortunately.
You always got half of something that you need. Ham, no burger, Flames, no Kaz.
So the big rumor, real quick, wrestling tangent, is they're talking about putting a female in the group. Who would you like to see join the group?
Naomi. Naomi.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, agreed. There's no better choice.
Because you're not going to get Ember Moon. They got her and Shotzi Blackheart as the
plus Ember NXT Moon
women's tag champion.
Ember Moon would not fit that role. She's too eccentric.
I mean, she could, but I think Naomi's a better choice.
I do too. Or Bianca
Belair. Bianca Belair. Yeah.
I think Bianca could fit in pretty well either.
I see, though. I would still rather have her with the Street Profits if they're actually going to team them up, since she's with Angelo anyway, or not Angelo, Montez. Yeah, then
here's what I don't want them to do. I don't want them to put, and this is going to sound offensive, I don't want them to put
exactly what you're saying.
I don't want to put a white female wrestler in the group.
Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say. I was waiting for you to say Tamina.
No. I don't want them to pull an Owen Hart and say, well, we got to put someone white in the group. Like, the Hurt Business works as it is.
And even if they were going to, first of all, don't say it, but even if you were going to add someone who is not black to the group, the first one should not be the first female one as well. That would be weird.
Don't put that target on anyway.
For Owen, that worked because, first of all, it worked because it was a joke, because it was the 90s. Not that that makes it okay. But because he was not like that was his one unique characteristic. They even put Deborah into the Nation or something.
I didn't even think about it till you said it. Don't make it. Yeah, putting a white woman in an all black man stable, the racist would have a fucking field day with that one. Oh, Jesus. All right, let's move on. I hate you, Michaela. The Spin Doctors are Queen. Fuck. It's Queen.
Queen.
Look, they had that one song.
But what if Freddie Mercury was able to cover Two Princes?
That's all they got. Take that away from them and they got nothing else. All right, let's go.
That's it.
Apple juice or orange juice? Orange juice.
Apple juice.
I'd say orange.
Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Cody. Leave me hanging like that, everybody.
I like orange juice, don't get me wrong, but apple juice is the superior juice.
I can drink apple juice any time of the day.
There's so many.
Just the morning.
There's so many comments. Well, okay. Oh, my God.
Orange juice in the morning or anytime after 10 p.m.
Kaz! All right.
Everything's de-evolving on my end.
Welcome back.
By the way, before we jump to the next this or that, you missed the one other song Spin Doctors did, and it was That's the Way I Like It with Biz Markie on the Space Jam soundtrack.
Just don't start playing it, Shannon.
No, I won't.
No. Okay.
We gotta hurry through these because one, we're almost out of time. Two, there's so many comments. Yep. Okay.
No, we're not.
Wanda.
We're gonna just rapid fire. Go.
Wanda or Vision? Wanda.
Wanda.
Oh.
Wanda.
Okay. Yeah.
Wanda.
Wanda as Scarlet Witch.
Nah,
she's always the Scarlet Witch. Tanner, she's always the Scarlet Witch. That's just who she is.
She's the best Olsen.
That's like saying
she knows it now.
Like unlocked Scarlet Witch.
That's like saying Scott Summers, but said, only when he's Cyclops. I he's said only Cyclops.
Caitlin would like a word. Caitlin also would like a word, but she's just a dumb bird.
So. All right, next.
Zach could be like, I got you, baby bird.
You bitch. Joey or Chandler?
Chandler.
Joey.
No.
Joey.
Actually, no. I agree with that.
You're better. Yes. You're absolutely right. I've got too many Chandler memories in terms of like my college roommate and I.
Chandler often gets treated as he was the funny, sarcastic one. He's not. For about three seasons, and then he gets married, and they absolutely did to him what they did to married characters in the '90s for whatever reason, which was make them start to hate each other for some reason.
Yeah,
that was a stupid
thing. About you?
No.
Joey was the superior choice.
Harry's drug.
Joey should have gotten Rachel, and I will go to my grave saying so.
Yes, season eight fight should have been Joey and Rachel. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah. Coffee or Pepsi? Ooh. Coffee.
Coffee only because Tanner's there's just no like
coffee.
You just give me Pepsi.
Soda will kill you.
Coffee I can play with. I can do different stuff with coffee.
I love Pepsi.
I can't fuck with carbonation. That shit kills me.
Literally. I love Pepsi. But since I had COVID and I lost my taste and smell, Pepsi doesn't taste like Pepsi anymore. It tastes like a bubbly sugar something. Coffee, though, has that nice warm garbage feel to it, so... Tanner,
sun-kissed.
Leave your prejudices to the side, please. All right, Tanner, this one's for you. Mike and Molly, or How I Met Your Mother?
How dare you?
I'm also gonna go with that one only because I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of Mike and Molly.
No, Mike and Molly is good.
I suspect I'm missing nothing.
Didn't that have Melissa McCarthy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's Molly. I forget what the guy's name is, but I like him as an actor. I don't remember his name, though.
Pretty good comedian, too.
All right, real quick. This one isn't going to be on there, but I have a question for you guys, just really quick. Because it's been bothering me. Because I like both, but one seems much easier. Saturday Night Live or Mad TV? There are some people that would say Saturday Mad TV.
Nope. It ain't any Saturday of us.
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
There's a reason
Mad TV got locked to memorable bits. Don't get me wrong. There's some stuff I like going back to. The Kenny Rogers stuff obviously is hilarious, but Mad TV, like, they had so few little gems. People latched on really hard to like that Stewart thing and the Miss Swan stuff, but that thing is so locked into the 90s. That show is so locked into the 90s. SNL's got it's you're trying to box your god here, man. There's way too much going on. SNL's got way too much longevity.
Here's the thing. I started watching Mad TV at the point in time where Saturday Night Live was on its downward spiral before it picked back up.
You got to be more specific. SNL has had
a couple of downward spirals.
The late 90s.
You mean the post Sandler, Farley?
Yes. Yeah.
I also want to point out that Mad TV had a lot of really good actors and comedians come through it that I don't even remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Both Key and Peele were on there.
Will Sasso was hilarious.
Wasn't Harry Spears on there?
Spears was on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So really good talent on there, but the writing just wasn't as good.
We were just talking about Family Guy. What's her name?
Alex Borstein.
Please, Lois. There you go. Alex Borstein. She was on there.
All right, let's keep going. Star Wars or Mandalorian?
Movies
are going to watch Mandalorian.
The movies or the Mandalorian? Then the movies.
Yeah.
The
movies, like, sorry. I know, like, people like Bill Burr hates kind of Star Wars but loves Mandalorian. That's true. You got to have one without the other. So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, but the thing is, I can have Star Wars just fine without the Mandalorian.
Exactly.
Right. I can't have the Mandalorian without Star Wars. It's a mutually exclusive thing.
Yeah, imagine the Mandalorian if you didn't already know the story of Boba Fett. When Boba Fett shows up at season 2, you would be like, who gives a shit? Who is this dude? Baby Yoda or Chewbacca? First off, it's Grogu.
Gross.
And
Groz is the answer.
Yeah. Groz, I also will vote for a third party.
Rain or sun?
Depending. Sun. If I'm sleeping, rain.
Oh, that's...
Rain.
Even then.
Rain. I'm going with the sun, man. I'm going with sun only because there's so many other possibilities. I can go do stuff. I don't have to pick up an umbrella.
That's a fair point. I have the Google Dot, and as soon as I say goodnight, that thing starts playing just the hellacious thunderstorm you'll ever hear.
Oh god!
To let me sleep. Yeah,
you don't need actual rain for that. That's what I'm getting at.
I need sunlight for baseball. And
my grandma.
I gotta say rain because out here, like sunlight always.
That's
like
the only. This is the only valid rain answer right here.
Yeah, like I'm the only person who's seen rain. Like
get some rain.
Yeah. We see rain about once every 400 and some odd days. So,
all right, Kermit.
We did hear thunder the other day, and it was like a flashback.
You thought it was the Battle of Los Angeles all over again.
I thought shit was about to fucking fall apart. I thought we got bombed.
Kermit or animal?
Kermit.
It's Kermit every time.
And if you don't pick Kermit, I'm going to Kermit. No.
Moroccan bad Kermit.
It's a Moroccan bad Kermit.
I'm a Kermit homicide.
It's a very specific Kermit. Thomas the train. I think that's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Whatever the next thing you're gonna say is what I'm gonna pick.
All right, Teletubbies it is.
Tonka.
Teletubbies. You need to know what did I choose?
Teletubbies.
Oh, ugh. I'll take it.
You know,
I'll take it only.
Yeah, Teletubbies. That's an LSD trip.
Time out.
No, man.
Thomas the Tank Train, Tank Engine has Tank Train.
Tank Train.
I'm gonna see y'all later. I gotta go.
He's gotta go.
He has things to do.
We got more. Hank Hill or Bobby Hill? Hank Hill. A million times over.
Hank. But you speak English.
I don't know you. That's my purse.
That boy ain't right.
That line.
That boy ain't right. That's right.
Cheese ball or cheese puffs? I never had a cheese ball, so cheese puffs.
Cheese ball.
No, I'm assuming they mean like the circular, like puffed cheese balls, not necessarily like
puffs. Puffs.
Puffs of the two.
Puffs fit perfectly right across this space here. You just put it in and crunch.
You go to town.
Puff is the right answer.
I don't want any of those.
They sit in that big old tub and they just like they get oily. That's no good. You don't want that. What'd you say?
I said you want to do that one more time. Then like animated physical right process is like right chomp
here.
Pickle or tomato.
Representation.
Pickle.
I like tomatoes on pretty much anything.
I like tomatoes. I like eating tomatoes separately, but I don't like them on anything.
I think here's why I go with pickle. I like pickle on more stuff than I like it on tomatoes, or than I like tomatoes on stuff. And B, it's a lot harder to get a bad pickle than it is to get a bad tomato. It's real easy to get a bad tomato.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think
I
don't like tomatoes that much.
Oh fuck! Horse time or pro wrestling unscripted?
Horse time.
Why you do this?
Why you do this?
Why you gonna do? Why you want to start fight? Why you
I
want
to believe?
Well, no, I believe no, no, I'll vote for PZ85 plays sports. Then.
Let's get that.
You divide the whole community. Wait, Tanner Thursday.
And then he left.
Kaz left. He's not gonna, oh, no, Tanner,
Kaz still here. Kaz left. McDonald's or Burger King? McDonald's.
Burger King.
Really?
Oh.
Really? McDonald's only like, because they've gotten all my money lately.
Acknowledge it. We eat it every so often because she likes it.
Here's the problem with that. It goes back to what I was just talking about. I feel like I am far less likely to find a bad McDonald's than I am to find a bad Burger King.
That's fair.
It's true. McDonald's
both
being
bad.
One of two restaurants in Scott City, the one down here is solid enough
Although,
to get by.
When
That's
do,
fair. That
when,
Burger King is a good Burger King. I'll give you that.
When you do order McDonald's and they like when they give you that fresh burger with the hot melty cheese, it's great. But when they give you that one that's been sitting there for a while and the cheese is just a flat slice that's never seen heat, not as good.
Shannon, what about when they give McDonald's, you McDonald's? Like, it's got the bug in it.
Oh,
like,
how do you feel my, about that one? Oh my fuck. Mmm.
See, Shannon,
what the F?
What
you open that Frito something specific? What the F?
That was disgusting.
That's why I order something specific.
That's nasty.
I want to make sure it can't be under the lights. I order something unique each time.
Damn it, Lindsay, stop messaging me. We're doing a show. Anyway.
She's saying, come pick me up. We closed
it's not time yet. Zach or Dalton? Zach.
Zach.
I don't even know which Zach you're talking about.
I ain't got no dog in this fight, so
that's what Kyrgus. I was like, if we're talking about price, it's Dalton every time. If it's Kyrgus, I'll debate it.
I'm just learning of most people's existence.
It's Zach Kyrgus. And if I have to pick between Zach Kyrgus or Dalton Anthony, I'm picking Zach Kyrgus every
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Dalton would also pick Zach, so he's not gonna be mad.
It's true. Comments, Shannon is secretly Chandler. That's true. I had a bad cocaine habit for a while. But clearly, as you can see from my weight, I'm getting better.
And the sunglasses.
Also known as Chandler season 6. Chandler season 6 was hefty, and then season 7 cuts. He immediately lost 50 pounds. He was a lot less energetic. Shirt. He is. Same shirt. That
same shirt. I got to start doing cocaine. I got to start doing cocaine. All right.
Cocaine's, it's a good way.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
John Cena or The Rock?
The Rock. Stop putting people up against The Rock.
The Rock wins always. The Rock against insert name.
The only way you're going to pull that off is if you ask Hulk Hogan, and Shan's going to pick Hulk Hogan.
And The Rock.
Not anymore.
The Rock never lost.
Yeah.
Hogan finally lost me. He went off the fucking deep end. Like, he was already off the deep end.
Come on.
Well, the sex tape didn't bother me. Look, we've all made sex tapes with except for Hunter. Except for Hunter. Of all the rest of us has all done sex tapes with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, except for and Cody. Cody and Hunter are out, and Hunter and Tanner.
Hulk Hogan.
I myself
he can get in his goddamn thunderboat. He can get in his thunderboat and fuck off.
Thunderboats.
All right, that was great.
Better get in the water, brother. Fuck off, man.
Well, let me tell you something, little dude.
Cass, from now on, when we do cold opens, I need you to do your Hulk Hogan for no matter what character you're playing.
I thought he already was. Batman or Robin? Her,
brother.
Oh, God, Cody. Cody
excellent,
froze.
Excellent observations, look, Spocko.
Look at Cody's brother. Fucking frozen frame there. That is the best frozen frame.
I'm going to screenshot that and just put it up right here beside me for every show. Oh, he's back!
My Wi-Fi dropped. Sorry.
It was good.
No, it was great. Cody, it was great. Let me give you a quick example of what you look like.
there you go. Yeah. That's fitting. That's why I like my tombstone.
2 minutes.
So make sure you're doing that.
Batman or Robin? Robin.
Batman.
Which Robin?
Any Joker. Of them. I hate Batman. Connor, please, stop.
Hunter still owned it.
Now, Hunter, do the face from The Simpsons. Do that. He's really
Sarah
holding
walks
it.
By in the background.
You're a phony.
What are you doing?
He's bothered. How do I get him off the screen? I'm going to disconnect him.
Do it. I
couldn't fail. Fuck.
I was trying to do it until you were like, oh no, did he actually freeze?
Oh, my jaw
I was
hurts
seriously
now.
Waiting on Sarah to walk by in the background and go, what the hell are you doing?
Oh no, she's asleep. She's long since. She was reading.
Maybe we can all get a nice.
Too loud. I'm getting out of here.
All right.
Everybody do the Sandusky. Come on.
We got to do the. That's how we end the show. You got to do the freeze frame.
Really quick. Let's go through really quick. Fan off or fan on or off when sleeping? On.
On,
always on.
Big Bird or Cookie
away from me.
Big Bird or Cookie Monster. Big Bird.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
High school or middle school? Middle school. I hated high school.
High school. Yeah. No.
Summer break.
Long John Silver's or Captain D's? Long John Silver's. Captain D's is terrible.
Long John Silver's because I'm under the age of 74.
And
if I know I'm getting bad, like mediocre fish, give me the real place.
I told you, I know Hunter knows this. I'm pretty sure Tanner and Cass probably know it, but I don't know if you know it, Cody. When Maria was here once, we ordered Captain D's for delivery. I'm like, I'm kind of in the mood for fish. So she bought these crab shells. Well, the crab shells were whatever, and the crabs still had their eyes on them.
Yes, they do.
Oh yeah,
that was disgusting.
That's where the flavor's at.
No,
they were looking at you.
Chick-fil-A. You should watch somebody.
Yeah, that's my impression.
When
of
you
crab.
Bite on them, that's why you bite on them and get the pop.
Stop. Like a grape.
Yeah, you need to watch somebody eat crawfish. Back off, man.
He's a scientist. Chick-fil-A or KFC? KFC.
KFC.
Oh, wow, yeah, KFC. Yeah. It's KFC.
The non-Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I heard
Rick KFC. I don't even like our KFC, but I would pick KFC over Chick-fil-A.
Not
like
giving Chick-fil-A. Them homophobic.
Chick-fil-A is mediocre. I'm paying too much for it.
Toys R Us or Blockbuster? Blockbuster.
Toys R Us.
Blockbuster.
Why you do that to me?
Blockbuster.
This to me.
Blockbuster only because I had more chances to go. Yeah.
I missed, the longer they went, the more they had
like toys and stuff that fit our the kind of stuff I would look at Toys R Us anyway. So
I went to a Blockbuster
one time in my life and I
Oh, I loved it. We would go there. Me and Bob would go there every weekend and we would rent like 5 or 6 terrible horror films and go home and watch them together. It was fantastic. I miss those days.
I had Movie Time in Caro.
I remember Movie Time in Caro.
That's why you should pick Blockbuster.
Yeah, see, I mean, go get you a movie and a dime bag. Lady Gaga or Beyonce? Gaga.
I should say Gaga.
Gaga.
I feel like this American might
Horror be, Story. That was good.
This seems racist. A bunch of white guys. Oh, we're going to pick the white woman.
Oh, fuck off.
You made it that way.
You just I'm made Beyonce. It. Look, I'm going to say it right now and get the beehive after me. Wait. I don't care. I don't like Beyonce's music. I just...
Wait. Are we talking... When she said Beyonce or Lady Gaga, music or looks?
Music.
Music.
Music. I don't... What?
They're both beautiful women. I just prefer Gaga's music. It's just better.
Gaga was on American Horror Story. That's like sensitive for me.
Does anybody hear any... Stuff.
Yes, I'm also
hearing that. Something crunchy.
Yeah.
I think it's Cody. Cody, say something.
Is it me? Yes.
Give me a goddamn winch.
What's up, brother?
All right. Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande? Taylor Swift. My God.
Neither.
Grande.
What?
Fight me.
I will.
Fight me.
Are you serious?
She's a more talented vocalist. Very serious.
Well.
Dead serious.
Well.
Now I will give him that. She is.
Is that right. like? I would, is that like the Britney Spears write her versus Zach?
I don't know. I have no clue. But I think she's a more talented vocalist.
Vocalist
is like, that like Spears versus Aguilera for like 21st century?
Well,
I would say so.
Yeah,
kind of.
All right,
not really. But
I have
similar.
A huge.
So
devotion
it's just
to
like
a,
literally the repeat of the early 2000s.
Taylor Swift
repeats the self cast.
Taylor Swift does not have the range that Ariana Grande has. I'll give you that. But I think Taylor Swift's music is much better. The production.
Yeah, all that all just comes down to personal
it
preference.
Does.
Personal.
It does.
I like a lot of Ariana Grande's music, though. I have stuff
plus,
like,
okay. Plus,
One Less Problem and that kind of stuff.
Ariana Grande is another one that like burned me for her personal life and half offended me before I ever knew about her music. So I always kind of had a mini grudge against her for the way that she treated people.
Where she licked donuts?
She licked the donuts, licked the donuts, made fun of fat people while they were looking at donuts. Like, I don't appreciate that shit.
Yeah, like that thing where Taylor Swift talked about people behind their back and then wouldn't admit to it, even though the texts were there.
What did she say, though?
For most all of her albums were about people that she was in a relationship with.
Broke up with.
Like, literally,
I wouldn't have an album if I didn't have a relationship. Hold on. One, don't slut shame her because that's offensive. Yeah.
What the hell? What?
Nobody said
how does
that.
How does a relationship have to do with what?
I'm sorry. Do you guys not know? Hold on. Do you guys not know the new controversy?
What?
Did you not hear about this? Okay.
I guess no.
So there's a Netflix show and I don't know the name of it. Don't try to get it from me because I have no idea. But there's a line in it where the girl says to another girl, you've gone through more men than Taylor Swift. And apparently it ignited this whole big controversy of don't slut shame Taylor Swift because she dated a bunch of men.
Well, no,
so,
no.
Okay, no, but no, tell me but you, tell me no, this, Shannon.
You do not
what
get
show
to,
is it?
No,
what
you
show
don't get
is
to
on
use
Netflix?
That.
I don't know.
No one gets to use that because she literally, like, it is literally in the albums.
Yeah, like,
it's the whole premise of the albums. There ain't anything to do with anything else.
Right. Taylor Swift could date a different person every day of the calendar year. I don't give a fuck about that. The point still stands that had it not been for the relationship she had been in,
okay,
a lot of the source material wouldn't be.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna defend Shannon here for a second.
All right, first off, no.
Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
Y'all talking an awful lot of mess for people who I know appreciate Adele's music.
Who?
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 Adele.
Oh, Adele.
Also, you know, that's yes.
That's a lot of assumption.
But also, just really quick. Really quick.
I'll admit, I said I know. Skyfall. I don't know you. I'm talking about these two.
I have to ask.
Really know Kaz.
I have to ask.
Come on. He's an enigma.
When did taking inspiration from one's personal life become a bad thing for music? You guys are talking about, well, if she didn't date anybody, she wouldn't have any albums.
It's the same thing over and over and over.
I'm sorry, Call of Duty is the same thing over and over and over again.
She was getting into the relationships exclusively to make the music.
I think that's unfair. That's unfair. I don't think... I'm not
saying that's what happened. I'm saying that's the accusation that's being made.
Yeah, because
also I wouldn't say that it's a bad thing. I mean, you fucking search for inspiration and capitalism.
The way you guys were just talking about, her albums
Like
are about ex-boyfriends.
But to act like it's not part of it is,
of course, it's part of it.
You guys, I didn't say that.
Of course, it's part of it. My point is, name how many different artists that use their love life and personal life as inspiration for their music. I mean, some of the best songs were written. Exactly.
All of them.
So
I say one of the
songs.
Because Ariana Grande does the exact same thing. And if we're talking about the two of them, I mean, she did the same deal. Thank You Next is entirely about three different relationships she had. So
I've never understood the obsession with Taylor Swift's personal life. Like, I guess maybe she puts it out there and that's why people are always talking about it. I don't know.
With Britney Spears.
I was gonna say this is nothing new, and it will never end.
Well, yeah. I think though with Britney Spears,
it comes
Spears,
back to what I said a while ago. It's just a rinse and repeat
with Britney Spears.
Are you about to say it was valid with her? Because it was not.
No. What I was gonna say. Give me a second. What I was gonna say was with Britney Spears, they put her through such an unfair ringer. I think more than they've ever done to Taylor Swift. Like Taylor Swift, they make jokes about. Britney Spears, they flat out ridiculed, mocked to the point that you know. Where she is now, who knows how much of that was because of how they treated her when she was younger. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
I would never say that Britney. I would never insult Britney Spears about that because I didn't think it was funny back then.
I was real worried. I was like, he's not going to say this.
No. I haven't even watched the frame.
Britney Spears was ridiculed and shamed in her either like late teens, early 20s because she had made the comment that her and Justin had slept in the same bed. Now that they had had sex, but because they had slept in the same bed.
And she was ridiculed. She was ridiculed for being a teenager. Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake was celebrated for bragging about having sex with her and for, you know, talking about the fact that she may or may not have cheated on him to help sell his records. It was awful. And it's a sore spot. I hate when we see these artists go through all these things, music, movies, whatever. You see these artists get put through the ringer and then no one defends them.
On it.
Well, because it pisses me off. Like I always talk about like Amy Winehouse. So many people sat around and watched Amy Winehouse literally drug herself to death and they talked about it and they made fun of it, but no one stepped up and tried to help. They just exploited and made money off of her misery and death. And that fucking irritates me. Sorry.
I got a question, though. What would a fan do to fix and save Amy Winehouse?
Oh, I'm not talking about the fans.
I'm talking about producers.
People in their life.
People in her life.
Well, that's one of the reasons. Amy Winehouse
still
is one of the reasons why
today.
It is.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse is one of the reasons why I hate Mark Ronson. I hate him. I listen to one song that he produces.
He's a fucking clone of many of them.
Yes.
All of them are that way. He's one that's publicly known to have been part
of the problem.
And also, like, what really sucks is to see some of the people that I really like now being put in a new light, like David Letterman. You know, they're going back to his interviews that he did with Paris Hilton and with Lindsay Lohan, where he's just driving them to the point. I think it was Lindsay Lohan literally had tears in her eyes asking him to stop. And his response was, oh, bless your heart. And he kind of patted her on the back. And like at the time, I fucking hate myself because I thought, oh, yeah, give it to her, Dave. How dare she make mistakes in life? And now as I've grown older and a little bit wiser, I'm thinking like, what a fucking asshole to fucking belittle and embarrass somebody like that in public.
I don't want to fully defend him on that because obviously I don't know, but I suspect that it was not his call to have her on the show and they put him in a really unfair position too.
Yeah.
So now you've got this person who's at the head of a huge controversy on your show. You have nothing else to talk to them about. And what are you going to do?
With Paris Hilton.
At the same time, he was far enough in his career at that point that's where Dave should have stepped up and said, why do we have this person on? This is a terrible idea.
To be fair, you could find a way to stop. I've had controversial interviews with people that would have went that way, but I completely sidestepped it.
I'm saying this guy's on national television and one of the highest rated shows every single day of the week. If he doesn't talk about it, then they've wasted their money and they have no reason to do it. If he does talk about it, then he's just perpetuating the problem. That's why I'm saying this is where Dave should have stepped up and said, no, don't bring this person on the show. If there's nothing we can talk about, that's not going to put them in a bad light.
Yeah, because she wasn't promoting a movie. She wasn't promoting a TV show. She was literally because she was in the news for her drug abuse.
And the extra weird thing, and this has just occurred to me because we're rewatching through Seinfeld right now, is when Michael Richards screwed up big time Kramer and they brought him on to Letterman
screwed
to
give up. His apology.
Brought him on to Letterman to give his apology, and that was treated dead seriously. That was Dave going, you know, hey, I know, you know, you really made a big mistake and blah blah blah. He let him cry, and it was like a video thing. He didn't do it in person.
Do you
probably because he knew he'd get shot if he came in the studio.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, obviously, the big difference there is that Michael Richards is a dude.
Do you remember the moment that the late night wars kind of swung in Jay Leno's favor permanently? Do you remember the catalyst for that? What happened? Mm-mm. It was
You say that, let's just point out the fact that he was up against Jay Leno, who is like uber douchebag.
Yeah, I don't like Leno at all.
Jay Leno is a fucking prick.
It was when Hugh Grant got busted with the prostitute and he went on Leno's show for an interview and they talked about it. That was when the pendulum swung in Leno's favor. Yeah, it makes you feel greasy and slimy. I can't
stand Leno.
I want to apologize for like getting super pissy and serious. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take the fun away from the show.
We've spiraled here.
You know, we're always looking for something to latch onto and go with. So.
It's horse time.
This is not the show for serious talk. I just...
Fuck Jay Leno.
It's one of those
you
topics.
Hear about this, Kev? Yeah.
Hey Kev, did you hear about this? Hey Horth, did you hear about this? I'm a fucking terrible host, but I'm gonna be the most popular guy in the world. Cause look at my fucking chin. Sorry.
And all of my cars.
Denim suits and his cars.
Denim tuxedos and cars.
Hey,
on the topic of late night.
Man looks like
though,
the CEO of Levi Strauss.
like
the shit that happened with Conan. Come on.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's a whole show.
I've hated that motherfucker's guts since that. Yeah.
Conan really, in the end, ended up better off, probably.
He did. He really did. He's the better fucking person. Because he's the better fucking person.
Did any of you guys ever watch? There was an HBO original film called The Late Shift.
No, I have seen clips from it, but I've never seen the whole thing. It, for the record, has never, because HBO produced it, it has never been taken off that service. Every time I've ever had access to HBO, especially when they started streaming stuff, you can skim through their stuff and like clockwork, The Late Shift will show up.
It's good. It's a movie about that time period when Letterman thought he was getting The Tonight Show and they gave it to Leno instead and how he moved over to CBS. It's really good, but it's also just proof of just what a fucking dirtbag Jay Leno was.
I know we got to cut this off, but I'm going to add this in here. I'm not going to make you pick between one. I'm going to make you pick overall. Which late night host had the best recurring bits, and why is it David Letterman and the deli?
I was about to say the
freaking deli.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you say Craig Ferguson. Because it's not. It's
Conan.
It's Conan.
I did not give a shit about any previous talk show host. Conan I enjoy. Craig Ferguson was the best.
Nope.
Don't care.
No.
I did not like Letterman. I didn't like Leno.
I like Carson Daly.
I watched Colbert now.
Yeah, Colbert's all right. Look, he was better on the Colbert Report.
I like Colbert Report better than what he is now. Yeah, like there was a stick that was more enjoyable.
He was not the right choice.
It brought better levity, I think.
I don't like Seth Meyers. I don't like.
Calm down.
It's fair to not like Seth Meyers' show, but if you don't like
Seth Meyers. I don't like the show. I like Seth Meyers. I don't like the show.
See, I like Seth Meyers. I like a lot of his segments. I like
Thin Ice, though, Calvert.
I like
James Corden.
I love James Corden. I hate the late show with James Corden.
Somebody hang up on this turkey.
All right. So for Cass is gone. For all the shit we said about Letterman early, and Letterman definitely
act in a show called Cats, and then I'm gonna use it to fucking get my own star. Fuck off.
Look, I can't, man. I do like James Corden. I understand he did Cats. I don't like his show.
I like how he's Cats against him.
Right?
I understand he did Cats.
Look, all right.
What else can he do to apologize for Cats?
But David Letterman, lest we forget, did a little film called Cabin Boy.
I don't give a shit.
Are we arguing the decrepitness?
Here's the thing, Tanner. What were you like, 4 when Letterman was on? Of course, you didn't like David Letterman.
Go back and watch some of those Letterman clips. Like, again, Letterman had some asshole moments. He 100% did. And I used to.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them I truly enjoyed. Some of them I look back on now and think, I'm glad I've grown as a person.
But here's the thing. I've gone back to try to watch Leno and Letterman and try to see if maybe I was too young for.
Some of the all-time classic moments. David Letterman's interview with Mr. T, amazing. His segment with Jerry the King Lawler and Andy Kaufman.
That one. Okay.
Iconic.
I'll give Tanner this. All right.
What about when Letterman name kicked him in the face? Crispin Glover.
Hilarious.
Letterman, I understand, in general, is not Tanner's style comedy. That's true. At the very least, me and Shannon, and I'm assuming probably Kaz too, and maybe Cody to a certain degree, but I feel like he's more of a. I'll assign one to you shortly. we're more of the ultra dry Letterman style humor. Like when he came back just to do that interview series for Netflix, I was freaking elated because I just like hearing him talk to people.
And that is a good series.
Santa Claus.
I can see why James Corden fits Tanner's style, and that's not an insult.
No, I don't like James Corden's show.
No, apparently he only likes Craig Ferguson.
Let's get in a car and sing karaoke.
He apparently
as far as late shows go, Craig Ferguson.
Ferguson was funny, man, but he just, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I can literally sit for hours and watch clips from his show.
And I
do every day.
He's a bad interviewer.
Tanner's a problem.
No, not even.
No,
that's
not even true. And also,
there's an entire episode he does, and he does it with an empty studio where Stephen Fry comes in and sits down, and they have an entire episode just talking, and it is one of the best interviews I have ever
seen. That sounds like Stephen Fry, probably.
I gotta be honest with
you. A broken clock is right twice a day.
Letterman did a whole show with an empty audience with Denzel Washington, and it was incredible.
Jay Leno,
I mean, he wasn't him the whole time, but he did the monologue and everything.
Tanner, I like him better on Stephen Dr. Fry. I was thinking the one he did with Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I thought that's where you were going to go.
No, and then also any episode he did with Eddie Izzard showing up was just
and like that's
what it sounds like Eddie Izzard probably carried that
right no. there.
So I mean, look, I like
and it's fine.
Ferguson's stand up. That's my thing. That's where it got me started. Some people who are Letterman fans may have liked his comedy stuff beforehand. Same with Leno. I just liked Ferguson stand up before I found him on.
Can we all just agree? Because we all have different tastes. Can we all just agree that Jay Leno was the worst?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to know who.
Carson Daly exists, but if we're talking about mainstream,
Caleb.
Carson Daly is like peripheral. He's like that. He's like whenever you see a shadow and you're like, what was that? That was his show.
Carson Daly.
And any second, he's going to run by behind me, and I'm going to go.
Yeah. It's like, was that Carson Daly or Ryan Seacrest? I don't know.
Carson Daly is the flavor of Neapolitan ice cream that you never ate. When you open up the carton of late night hosts, it's always Carson Daly.
Carson Daly is stuck to the lid, and you go,
I don't want this.
Under shoe,
like I
step on it.
I really love. I want to defend Tanner for a second. I don't agree with him that Craig Ferguson is the best. It's just a personal opinion.
Ferguson's good. I just don't think he's the best.
To me, David Letterman is the best host. He always will be the best host. But I think Conan was a great bridge between the old generation that liked David Letterman and the newer people that maybe likes James Corden and stuff like that. Conan is a good middle
ground. Oh, yeah. I'd put Conan second. Conan's right below Letterman for me.
But Craig Ferguson did one of my favorite things that any host has ever done, and it was back in the news recently after the Framing Britney Spears documentary. It's when he went on and gave his monologue about how he will not... It was after Britney shaved her head and everyone was making fun of her. And he went on and said, I will not punch down. I will not attack people who are, you know, clearly suffering. I really appreciated that. Yeah. And I think that's a stand-up thing. I also...
What about when Jon Stewart kicked Tucker Carlson in the nuts?
Oh, he got Crossfire canceled? Oh. That would have been a better...
Oh, that was so good.
That would have been better had Tucker Carlson not fucking slithered over to Fox and turned into their cash cow.
No, what happened was Tucker Carlson went over to where he deserved to be.
My favorite part of that was not necessarily anything that Jon Stewart said when he was on Crossfire, although there were a lot of great bits from that. I come on after a show that features a talking piece of poo.
No, talking puppets. Crank it.
I'm not here to dance for you.
When he started the day that Monday night, and they get through the intro and everyone's cheering, and he's sitting there and he goes, "So how was your weekend?"
Jon Stewart is my groceries,
and then he stops and he goes, called a guy a dick on national TV. I mean,
Jon Stewart wasn't an interview host, but he was one of my favorite hosts of any kind of like forward facing show.
Last thing, Tanner, in your defense, real quick, one more Craig Ferguson thing. After I saw the Framing Britney thing, I started going down a rabbit hole of Craig Ferguson clips. And he's the only late night show host that made me almost cry. It was after his mother passed away, and he gave a monologue about his mother where he choked up during it. And, my mother passed away. Everyone knows. And it really struck home with me. So I loved Craig first. He was very sincere. And I really liked that about Craig Ferguson. His
shows always felt more intimate. And
they did. But
he was talking to you.
But he was not as funny as David Letterman. And if you talk about the best bits, I still think it's Conan. Because Chaz the Intolerant Chicken, Wiki Bear...
You could literally go on for the rest of the night.
There was a dead,
oh my God,
gay robot.
A vomiting Kermit. Like, Faces of Death. Yeah. Come on, man.
Tanner, I agree.
There was a horse. We're on horse time and there was a horse.
You could go on all day with Conan and all the things he lost.
But
before we can't break with a Hunter assigning
man. Oh, yeah, Hunter, you were going to assign Cody. Then we got to get out of here.
I'm going to give him Conan just because I want to briefly mention that as much as I love Letterman's bits, everything we're talking about with Conan, we are completely leaving out the Walker Texas Ranger lever.
Shit. Oh,
Walker
my
told
God.
Me I have AIDS.
Yeah, Conan.
You know what?
Brilliant.
All-time favorite late night clips is him playing that clip for the first time. They cut back to Conan and him just going. And he walks over to the couch and the camera follows him. He says nothing for a minute and a half. He just lays down on the couch. And eventually he gets up and he gets back in his seat and goes, "Oh, well, clearly we can't." And just pulls the lever again.
Talking it's about the lever. Best. Second favorite, favorite current talk show, Graham Norton. Don't care. I really like British
turn
comedy.
This show off.
Who?
Turkey off.
I don't care.
Yeah, I think we're done. We're done on Graham Norton.
Yeah, I think that pretty much
ended.
I don't care.
On a tangent about Taylor Swift and none of that compared to you bringing up Graham Norton. So we're going to get out of here on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the longest horse time we've ever done. I want to apologize for the entire show. We're going to be back, Hunter, next week, all new episodes.
Oh, yes. So we're coming at you first of all on, first of all, on Sunday, we have a level up session for PZ85 Plays. We're not doing the game. We're going back to our Tuesday night. So I don't know if we're going to be doing that here, but keep an eye out.
We will. That here. Why so not? Sure. Sure.
A little behind the scenes. Sure. Cody, as you like to say, we will be pulling back the curtain. Indeed. So we can reveal. Yeah. So that's going on Sunday. So keep an eye out for that. And Monday night, we're back with I Want to Believe for the first time in a couple of weeks. Tanner, what are we talking about?
To be a TBA. TBA. Now he's gone. he's out.
We will be back after that on Tuesday night again with PZ85 Plays. It is the very first installment of Episode 6, The Core of Corruption, in the Star Wars Dawn of Defiance campaign. So it's a great time to get jumped in to the series if you haven't started yet. I'm keeping a little Shannon, I'm keeping a little secret up my sleeve.
Oh,
even you.
I don't know.
You don't know about
secret. I don't know.
And I'm going to cover it back up.
It's piney. Cover
it back up.
It's piney.
I'm looking at it right now. Anyway, we're going to move on. So that's Tuesday night on PZ85 Plays, a brand new episode, the first installment of the Core of Corruption. A little something special coming for you then. Wednesday night, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. You've got Asa and Dalton covering all the news and notes and stuff of the week. I think we're past pay-per-views, right? WWE's not doing anything this weekend, are they?
No.
No, they just announced.
All right, so it's all the.
There's always a pay-per-view.
Always the regular stuff.
Two-night NXT show.
Thursday night. Podzilla After Dark on Thursday night. Lindsay, what are we talking about? Okay, that was great. and we do it all again next Friday night here. Also at facebook.com/Podzilla1985, which of course is where you're watching this. You can catch up on all the audio at Podzilla1985.com, which is soon to be revamped. Again, if you want those old episodes, you better go catch up on them because soon they're going to be gone unless you pay in and become a Patreon for access.
Time to pay up, fuckers. Archive.
And then also don't forget about Reddit r/Podzilla1985. We post our weekly recaps, we post some questions to you guys, and lots of other stuff there. So that's where you want to go to interact with us. That's it.
That's gonna do it. That's it. All right, we're out of here, guys.
Man, you think that boy does advertisements for a living?
Well, I used to.
Not anymore.
Not for free.
time to go pick up someone who wasn't on the show, Lindsay. And then it's probably Call of Duty time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll meet you there.
All right. All right, guys. We're out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Michaela, I think you're left. Everyone else left about 3 hours ago.
Of course.
Otherwise, thank you guys so much. We're going to be back next week, as Hunter said. Until then, take care of yourselves. And I just opened something by accident. All right. It's out of here. Hunter, take us out.
Now that's a horse time.